I'm going to be talking about procrastination today because it's a good day for me not having procrastinated on doing these podcasts. So I think while I'm in a good mood to talk about it, let's talk about procrastination. I'm sure everybody has stories to share about how we keep putting things off that we don't feel like doing, and we're all guilty. I'm not saying that I'm great at not doing this, but it's something we need to talk about to see how best we can help ourselves. Because you'll agree with me that sometimes the stress from the thinking about the thing that needs to be done that hasn't been done is worse than actually doing it. So we're talking about happiness over stress in these podcasts. So maybe we need to find a way to reduce our stress by reducing the amount of procrastination we do. And when we procrastinate, to do it on purpose so that it's actually planning and time management rather than procrastination. My name is Afiniki Akanet, and this is the Happiness Over Stress podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I think one of the first things we need to realize, first of all, is that the reason why many of us procrastinate is because we don't feel like doing the thing that it is that we have to do. And we have done a podcast about feelings before, talking about how we shouldn't always go with how we feel, but think about the bigger picture, about things that need to be done and why they need to be done, and the happiness and satisfaction we will derive from getting it done. So we're not going to be talking about why we procrastinate. I know people will always have good reasons for putting things off. Somebody said once that if you really don't want to do something, you can always find an excuse not to do it. But for people that want to do things, the time is always right. So we're not going to talk about why we procrastinate and whether they are valid reasons or not. What I wanted to talk about is the fact that we do procrastinate, and whether there are ways that we can reduce that happening or reduce the stress from that. So one thing I found very helpful over the past few years to reduce my procrastination is thinking about how much time a task will take. So, for example, if it's paperwork in my job, I think about how long is it going to take to write this report? How long is it going to take to phone this patient? How long is it going to take to read this letter? How long is it going to take to, whatever it is that I need to do, have this meeting or organize this thing. Think about how much time is going to take to do the job. Then that kind of caps it and you have a rough understanding of what it involves, rather than just thinking of this big job. You know, sometimes that big job that we're thinking about is just a 20-minute job. It's just a 10-minute job. It's just a 5-minute job. Sometimes, yes, it could be a whole day's job, but at least, you know, it's one day out of my whole month that if I can just focus and get it done, it'll be done and out of the way. But start by thinking about how long is it going to take to do this? Then we know what we're dealing with. Then when you're thinking about your whole day, your whole week, your whole month, you're able to find a slot to put that in. This is where I can do this. Because I find personally that the stress comes from not having time to do the things I need to do. So once I'm able to figure out, okay, it's something I don't really feel like doing, or it's something I really want to do, but I'm not in the mind frame for doing it right now, I find a time in my diary that would be good to get it done and slot it in there. And I know that's protected time for doing this. That massively reduces my stress, because I'm not there thinking, oh God, I've not done this. I've still not done this. Oh, I've still not done this. I'm meant to be resting, but I'm still thinking about it. I've still not done it. I'm meant to be spending time with my family, and I'm still thinking I've still not done it. That's no way to live. Once you found how much time it's going to take to do it, yes, it could be a bit more or a bit less. Sometimes we misjudge it, but at least try and have a rough estimate of how much time it will take, and find a time in your diary to slot to prepare to do it. I find phone calls stressful sometimes. I am so much better with emailing or writing. So if I'm thinking, oh, I need to call this person, I find a time to just think, okay, this is the time I could use to call them. It could be while I'm doing something else, or it could be, you know, in between waiting for something. I just think, okay, how long is it roughly going to be? Is it a 10-minute phone call? Is it a 2-hour phone call? Okay, this is the time I'm going to do it. And then just slot that time in there. And then I know, okay, I can relax now because there's a plan. It will get done eventually. The other thing to think about is it something that needs me to be in a certain mind frame? Do I need to be fresh? Does it need to be early morning when I'm feeling alert and awake? Or is it something I can do even with the kids there? Is it laundry that I can be doing while talking to my husband, or is it something that I can do while the kids are around making noise? I don't need silence. Or is it a podcast, for example, that I have to do when I'm home alone with the house quiet so that I can get the best out of that time? And when you think about that, you can think, okay, do I really have time to do it now? Because if it's something that requires me to have absolute silence and I live in a full house where I only get that once a month, then I really need to plan in advance to make sure that this time is sorted for me to do it then. And when the time comes, I don't have the luxury of thinking, oh, I'm not in the mood, I don't feel like doing it, because that's the time I need to do it in. Otherwise, I lose that opportunity. So if it's something that requires me to be in a certain mind frame, I need to get myself in that mind frame. So as I look at my diary for the week, I think, okay, by Wednesday, I need to be having this meeting with the CEO. I need to be in the mind frame. I need to be in my boss lady mind frame. I can't be thinking I'm tired, I can't be bothered, I can't be in mom mindset, I can't be in writer mindset. I need to be in this mind frame for this meeting. And I can prepare my mind towards it as the time comes, so that when it comes, I'm ready to do it and I can just get on with it. Some things are best done when you're in the mind frame. Some things don't really matter. You can just get it done whether you're in the mood or not. For example, ironing. If I've got a pile of ironing, I can decide, you know what, this is the time I have to do it. I don't feel like doing it, but fine, I'll just drag myself, get everything ready and start. And funny enough, once you start, you'll be surprised, you just get it all done. I usually put a movie on and then I'm getting it done and I'm happy after an hour because I've gotten through the ironing. I didn't feel like doing it initially, but that was the time I had to do it, because I realized if I don't do it at this time, this evening, I won't have time the rest of the week. And I just get it done. And sometimes that's the best way to do things, instead of procrastinating. And then you end up having a whole room of laundry that has not been done. You feel like moving house because you're so fed up. Your children get so fed up because they're looking for things for their PE or whatever. Things are not sorted. And then you're stressed because you're feeling like your partner is not being very helpful, when really you could have managed your time better to get it all done. And it just causes more and more stress. So sometimes it's just worth getting it done, whether you're in the mood or not, because this is the time I have to do it. I can't sit down and be reading books or watching movies or even doing something else that feels more important, like, I don't know, doing medical journals or whatever, when I've not cleaned my house or done the ironing that is winding me up more, or more time limited because the children need the clothes tomorrow or something like that. So it's just thinking about those kinds of things, and that really reduces our stress because we've thought of the bigger picture and we found the time, put it in there, and we're not letting our feelings hold us back. We're getting it done in the time that it should be done. And there are some things we'll just never be in the mood for because they're just not nice jobs. They're just not enjoyable. They just have to be done. I find doing paperwork for accounting, when it's that time of year and my accountant wants to see all my paperwork for the numbers, I'm just like, oh, this is not my favorite thing to do. That's why I pay an accountant. But the accountant can't do everything for me. There are still things that I need to bring out and sort out paperwork and give to them. And those things I'll just never be in the mood for. It's just not my kind of thing. But I have to make myself sit down and get it done. If you keep procrastinating, thinking, oh, I'll wait till I feel in the mood, I'll wait till I feel motivated, you'll just never get it done. And guess what? You'll end up in a difficult situation with your accountant, you'll end up in a difficult situation with the HMRC or whatever the tax body is where you live. And then you end up causing yourself more stress because you kept thinking you're waiting for yourself to be in the mood to do something that had to be done. Some things just need to be done, just get on and do it. It's the same for parenting as well. There are times that you just think, oh, I'm just not in the mood to teach these children this, or to do discipline, or to teach them something that's important for them to learn. If you keep procrastinating, thinking, well, I'll deal with it later, that child is developing and watching you and cementing that habit and that attitude. And then you end up having a teenager that talks back, you end up having a teenager that can't be bothered to tidy their room, you end up having a teenager that can't do anything for themselves because you kept procrastinating about discipline, kept procrastinating about having important conversations about certain things, and then you're having to live with the consequences of it because you didn't act in a timely manner. I think procrastination affects so many different aspects of our lives, and I'm talking to myself here as well. We really need to be aware of what things we have the luxury of procrastinating and what things we have to act in a timely manner with. The biggest stress does come from the worry and feeling low in ourselves because we haven't done it, feeling useless because we haven't done it. Oh, I should have done this. I should have done this. Oh, I feel so useless. Then you meet a friend that's done all theirs, or that has a tidy house, or that has well-behaved children, or that's progressing in their career, and you feel so much worse in yourself because you feel like, oh, I should be doing better. What am I doing? Only because we can't be bothered to figure out a time to do the things that need to be done and get them done. It's not about making ourselves feel bad and making ourselves feel worse or comparing ourselves to other people, but just realizing that some things can only be done by yourself and some things have to be done whether you feel like it or not, and just getting ourselves in the mind frame to just get it done. Somebody visited my house a while ago and commented on the fact that I seem to have clocks in every room in the house. And it's funny because I've also realized that about myself, that I like to know what time it is. I like to know how my day is going. I would hate to just be living my life and just realizing later, oh my goodness, it's 4 o'clock. I haven't done anything that I meant to do today. Or, oh my goodness, it's 6 o'clock. My husband is going to be back soon. I'm going to be doing dinner and then I've not done all the other things I wanted to do today. I need to keep a track of my time, which is why I set alarms during the day as well to just know, okay, how far gone is the day? Have I done what I need to be doing by this time? And also so I can remember to pick up my children from school. Otherwise, I'd be happily typing away. Some of you do know I love writing and I've got books out there on these kinds of topics. And I would be happily typing away and forget to do things that I need to do. So whatever you find that's useful, if it's having a clock, if it's having alarms on your phone, if it's putting reminders around or leaving things out to remind you to do the things that need to be done. Sometimes I leave the laundry basket right on top of my study table chair so that I can see the clothes before I sit down, because I'd rather sit down and do some typing or some medical work. But I'm thinking, okay, and ironing needs to be done as well. I'm still a mom, I'm still a wife, I still have a house to run. And I think, okay, this is right in front of me, I need to get this done. So sometimes it's good to have physical reminders as well to do the things that need to be done. Because if you chuck it all away in another room, shut the door, that can sit there for a whole month. And then people end up going to do more shopping to buy more clothes because they haven't done any ironing, they haven't done any laundry. And then they are more broke because they are busy buying things they don't need. And then you're getting more stress from financial problems because you're borrowing more money, or you're not being able to afford things you want to afford, or your finances looking a mess. You can't afford to move to the nice house you want to move to. So all these things do connect with each other. And procrastination, it's a very common human characteristic. I talk to people from all walks of life as a GP, and I feel that this is one thing that if we can sort out, it will massively reduce our stress and improve our happiness and life satisfaction. Thank you very much for listening today. Please feel free to send your comments on the forum on affiniki.co.uk. Have a lovely day.